The Empire State Youth Orchestra, led by music director Helen Chapio.
Chapio, you got it.
I got it, but I didn't think. It usually comes better. I'm sorry, Helen. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. Thanks
Wonderful
for having
to see
us.
You. Helen Chapio is the music director for the Empire State Youth Orchestra. She is here to tell us about this beautiful performance and concert that they're going to be doing, which salutes Samuel Adler and Leonard Bernstein. The ESYO will pay tribute to two of America's revered composers and conductors, celebrating Samuel Adler at 90, Bernstein at 100. All happens on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. The concert will also feature this season's Lois Lyman Concerto Competition winner, and it is pianist Gabrielle Kim, and 18 years old, the young virtuoso will lead the orchestra in a performance of Grieg's Piano Concerto in A minor, correct?
Yes.
And it is, all of this, again, is on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. It's a pleasure to welcome Helen and Gabrielle to the program this morning. How are you both?
We're doing great.
All right. So before we get to Gabby and the cool things that she's doing here, let's talk about how these two incredible anniversaries came together in making up a program for Sunday.
Yes. You know, when I was programming for the season, there's a global celebration of Leonard Bernstein's centennial. And material came out years before this and, you know, really prepping for this. So we wanted to really participate in this global celebration because, you know, there was really only one Lenny Bernstein, and he was just an epitome of music educator who really inspired young people through his Young People's Concert on TV. But also 10 years ago, when Samuel Adler, who's really considered kind of the teacher for many of our American composers. He was my mentor at Eastman School of Music when I was doing my graduate work. And he turned 80 10 years ago, and we commissioned him to write a piece called A Bridge to Understanding. And we premiered it at our New Music for a New Generation Festival, but also took him and the entire orchestra abroad to Europe to premiere this piece. So when he was turning 90 this year, I said, why not bring that piece back? There's a new generation of musicians at SCO, and I can introduce this piece and the composers. So he's coming in as of today to be with us this weekend, to be with us, to work with us, and to hear his piece. And we're just so excited about the celebration.
That is really exciting.
It is.
Yeah, very cool.
It's not every day that you come in contact with a composer who's really lived almost a century and who has produced so many wonderful musicians and wrote kind of the textbook for orchestration and who has contributed so much to American music.
It is. It's a beautiful thing, and obviously a special thing for the young people who are playing in the orchestra.
And I don't think they fully realize it until they meet him. I know that it's going to be an amazing experience. Yeah.
All right. Now, tell us about Gabby.
Well, Gabby actually plays the violin in the first violin section of the Empire State Youth Orchestra. So she's quite an accomplished violinist. Now, she's playing the piano. So every year, if you're a youth orchestra member, you can compete in the annual Lois Lyman competition. And this year, she won playing the Grieg Piano Concerto. I didn't fully realize how accomplished she was, and she is, as a pianist. And this is a very difficult piece, and it's 30 minutes long. So it's a monster of a piece, and she's just killing it.
So what has this been like for you, Gammy?
This has been just so exciting for me. It's such an honor to play as like a soloist with the orchestra that I've been playing in for about 3 years now. And since it is Helen's last year, I'm very honored to be playing her favorite concerto.
It is. It is my favorite piano concerto. And to do it with her friends. Her friends mm-hmm. are like playing up the storm, just supporting her and doing that, you know, wonderful thing of making music together, which connects, you know, young people so deeply. and it's a lifelong friendship that they're building.
So how do you get ready for something like this? What has it been like to prepare yourself for an event like this?
There's definitely a mental preparation that I've been doing almost every day. I sit in front of the piano and I think, if I'm on the stage with the orchestra right now, how would I play this? And that has been my mindset for the past couple of months. Once we started rehearsing with the orchestra, I had met with Helen prior to the rehearsals to get the timings right. And it was completely different than what I had thought. So I had to adjust to that too. And now that we're in the final stretch and our concert is on Sunday too, I'm starting to feel the nerves a little bit, so I'm talking to myself almost every night to calm myself down.
but that's all healthy and good.
Yes,
right,
of course. It's an amazing training as a person, you know, so I think this is a total step up. It's one thing to play in an ensemble, but to be in front of the entire orchestra and being the soloist, it's a different level of concentration and confidence that it requires. And she's got it.
Yeah. So when you, and you've been working on the piece, you said you knew a couple months ago, so it gives you lots of time to...
Yeah, actually, I actually auditioned with this piece 2 years ago in the competition, and then I restarted it again for this year because it's my senior year, so I thought, why not give it a shot, and I actually won. So when I started this piece, I didn't think that it would turn out like this. I thought that it would be me playing like this big concerto, and I would probably maybe get second place if I tried hard, and then... it just happened. Everything worked out. And
it's well deserved.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it just happens. You're really, really, really good, but that's okay. So
but she worked hard, you
absolutely.
Know? Yeah, and didn't give up, right?
Now, so what are your plans? You're a senior. What are your plans after June?
After June, well, I'm getting ready to go off to college, and I've already committed. So I have to start preparing to
move
out.
You going into music?
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to be majoring in neuroscience. But
we,
I do
we
hope...
need them too.
But I do hope that I will be able to keep music in my life all throughout. So
yeah.
Well, there's a very special, you know, field of neuroscientists studying musicians' brains these days.
Yes.
And how young students who dabble into learning an instrument and how their brains are developing compared to non-musicians. And it's a really wonderful field. So I'm just really happy that SEO is sending and contributing to the world of neuroscience.
This is, yeah, I'd be proud of that too. Now, this is a packed program. You have a ton of stuff going
on.
Yeah,
we do. So the first half is really a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. So we'll open with our all-time favorite Candide Overture. And then we'll play three dances from Fancy Free Ballet. And it's a really charming piece. And then Gabby is going to just wow us with a Grieg concerto. And the fact that she's in there, I think it really makes perfect sense. You know, we have huge giants of music educators, you know, Bernstein and Sam Adler, who really appreciated young musicians and what they should be engaged in as a young artists. And here we are celebrating with Gabby, you know, how hard she's worked
right.
all her life. So I think it's really wonderful. After the intermission, though, we have a very exciting surprise. Professor at College of St. Rose, who teaches composition, Bruce Roeder, who's also a former student of Sam Adler's, mm-hmm. Has written a birthday celebration piece in honor of Sam Adler's 90th birthday. So we're going to premiere this piece at the top of the second half. And Sam has not heard this piece yet. And we're just so excited to honor him and all that he has done for young musicians and musicians in America and the world with this piece.
That's very exciting.
Yes. And then we'll play that Bridge to Understanding. And also, our students from Schenectady Chime program, after school program in the schools in Schenectady, will be joining the Youth Orchestra string players to play a really wonderful string piece called Concertino, written by Sam Adler in 1955 for a school district in Texas that requires string players to play all in first position. So it's a really meant for technical training for young players, and so which is wonderful for our chime students. And they'll be playing side by side with our youth orchestra string players. And so we're so excited about that collaboration as well.
Gabby mentioned this, but this is your final season. This is your final concert?
It is my final full SEO concert on, you know, the stage of Troy. We still have one more concert, which is a young artists festival that's going to take place first Sunday in June at SPAC. But as far as SEO concert is concerned, yes, I do consider this as my full program,
and then,
my last one.
And then where are you off to?
I have taken a new position as artistic director and conductor of New Jersey Youth Symphony, which mm-hmm. is part of Wharton Institute for the Performing Arts in New Jersey.
And then what happens to SEO?
Oh, SEO will soon announce the new music director has been decided. It's not a public knowledge yet.
All right.
You'll hear about him very soon.
They have to find a house here first, but sure, yeah. That is exciting.
It is very exciting.
So you feel good about the transition?
The timing couldn't be more perfect. Yeah. And I think SEO is doing so well, and we're just really thrilled to welcome, I'm sure, the new leader here. And I am feeling very excited about that. And the full process has been, you know, going on for months. And it's just so nice feeling for me to know that there's someone wonderful coming. Yeah,
that's terrific. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you, Joe.
It's always lovely to have you on, and congratulations for all the great work you've done here. And then, Gabby, will you be able to sleep between now and Sunday? Or
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Try to get a little,
yeah,
and be ready.
I will.
Yeah, but it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Good for you. And what school are you going to in the fall? Do you know?
I'm going to be attending Boston University.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent. Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations
to
all the wonderful musicians at the Empire State Youth Orchestra and the beautiful work they'll be doing. You can see them in concert on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. If you want to find out more about the program, all you have to do is go to EYSO.org. EYSO.org. You can find out how to get tickets. You can find out about the program. You can find out about the orchestra itself. And again, it happens at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Helen and Gabriel, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Thank you
so much
for having us.
Be well. Thank you. Again, you can find out more, EYSO.org. Am I wrong?
ESYO.
ESYO.
.org.
Oh, that is wrong. ESYO.
Thank you.
See, I screwed it up. See, I had that wrong there. ESYO, because it'd be Empire State Youth Orchestra.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. ESYO. I feel horrible. You're leaving, and this is the way I screw this up.
You know what? People kind of know that we're Empire State Youth Orchestra, so I think that's okay.
I know. Okay, but it's E. but God knows what. See, now I'm worried because I don't know what the other one was. You don't know what website that was.
So ESYO. You got it.
ESYO. And if you just Google Empire State Youth Orchestra,
right,
you'll find it there as well. Oh, and by the way, we have a link on our site, WAMC.org. I usually get those letters in the correct order. WAMC.org/roundtable, and it's ESYO.org. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you, and have a beautiful weekend.
You
performance.
Too. Thank
You're
you.
Listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.